Hi, everyone, and happy March. Welcome to the USSYAA podcast. I'm Ryan Gavin from Maine 2009, and we have a few very exciting announcements to share this month. Our Alumni Programs Director, Erica Wozniak from Michigan, will be joining us in just a minute to announce our 2026 Marquee Scholarship recipients. And she'll be sharing some exciting news about one of our new programs this year, direct support for our members in the form of summer internship stipends. That's coming up in just a minute. Alumni Weekend was held in Washington on March 6th and 7th this year. And if you weren't able to join us, we'll have a few highlights from our awards dinner in just a moment to share as well. Not only did we get to meet the incoming class of delegates to the U.S. Senate Youth Program, which is always a treat, we were also honored to present former Congressman Dan Kildee of Michigan with the Rosalie Winhurst Distinguished Service Award and our very own Victoria Cundiff from Colorado, 1973, with the James T. Malloy Alumni Service Award. Highlights from those presentations are on the way, too. First, over to Erica.
Hi, everyone. It's Erica Wozniak from Michigan 2009. I'm the new Alumni Programs Director for the USSYAA, and I'd like to share a little bit about the three recipients of our 2026 scholarships and some exciting news about internship stipends available this year. Earlier this month at Alumni Weekend in Washington, we were very excited to award three members with scholarships for their graduate studies. We presented Toby Arment from Wyoming 2019 with the $5,000 Rosalie Wynn and George Randolph Hearst Senior Scholarship. Toby, originally from Rawlins, Wyoming, is the proud son of two public servants and has had a lifelong goal to work in public service himself. From working in elections and economic development as a young adult to now working in municipal government shaping housing policy, Toby has always sought to make a positive impact. With support from the United States Senate Youth Program, Toby received a Bachelor of Arts in Urban Studies and Sociology from Brown University, where he deepened his passion for housing justice while working with a variety of organizations seeking to improve access to safe and affordable housing for everyone. Currently studying his Master of Urban Planning at the Harvard University Graduate School of Design, Toby is sharpening his understanding of housing policy to try and tackle out-of-control costs for most families' biggest expense. Toby hopes to spend his career in state and local government, shaping policies that reduce the cost of housing for all and build a more inclusive economy. Thanks to the Rosalie Winhurst Scholarship, this path has been made even more attainable. Taking advantage of this financial support, Toby intends to launch his career directly into roles in public interest where his individual contribution can create the greatest impact. By working closest to the people he hopes to serve, Toby hopes to restore faith in government by proving its ability to help those who need it most. Congratulations to Toby. Emmanuel Berryeza, Nevada 2017, and Hamilton Sprawls, South Carolina 2021, were each awarded with a $2,500 alumni scholarship this year. Emmanuel Berryeza is a 2017 USSYP alum from Las Vegas, Nevada, and is completing a Master of Science in Comparative and International Education at the University of Oxford. After Oxford, Emmanuel will return to Harvard Law School to complete his final year of law school. As a Dartmouth graduate who studied government and English, Emmanuel is working toward becoming an education lawyer. As a future attorney, Emmanuel is most excited about pursuing constitutional litigation related to K-12 public education, such as challenging the constitutionality of curriculum censorship laws and the legal status of charter schools. He's also interested in serving as legal counsel for teachers' unions, school districts, and institutions of higher education throughout his legal career. Emmanuel's interest in education law stems from his personal experiences growing up in Nevada, a state that has historically ranked last in the national public education system. Although his parents did not obtain university degrees, they instilled a passion for learning. As a first-generation American, Emmanuel has worked to bridge gaps in educational opportunities for all students. Before attending graduate school, he returned to teach English at his former Title I high school in Las Vegas. Emmanuel firmly believes that all students, regardless of their background and circumstances, should have access to a high-quality education. The USSYAA scholarship will enable Emmanuel to continue his pursuit of a career rooted in educational equity and social mobility. Now about Hamilton. Hamilton Sprawls is a graduate student from Florence, South Carolina, pursuing his Master of Architecture degree at Clemson University. He previously graduated from Clemson summa cum laude with a Bachelor of Arts in Architecture degree and minors in nonprofit leadership and historic preservation. His studies have taken him to Genoa, Italy for a semester and Charleston, South Carolina, where he's currently obtaining a certificate in design and community build while interning with the architecture firm Mosley. Hamilton plans to obtain architectural licensure with the goal of becoming a principal in a firm. His passion for design revolves around affordable, sustainable, and dignified spaces for all, stemming from experience with villages of transitional housing and deployable shelters. The support offered by the alumni scholarship will ease the financial burden of completing graduate school, a necessary step in achieving his goal of licensure. Congratulations to our award and scholarship recipients, and thanks to all members who volunteered to spend time reading applications this year. Applications for our next round of scholarships for the 2027 award season will be available later this fall at ussyaa.org. One last thing before I go. We're excited to share that the USSYAA Summer Internship Stipend application is now open. If you have been considering a public service internship this summer but are concerned about the financial realities of unpaid or low-paying work, this program was designed with you in mind. This new program is designed to help offset the cost of unpaid or low-paying summer internships that advance public service. A limited number of need-based stipends will be awarded to qualified undergraduate students subject to funding availability. Applicants must be current undergraduate students, returning full-time in the fall, and must have secured an unpaid or low-paying public service internship. Full eligibility criteria, application requirements, and program details are available on our website. The application deadline is May 1st. Thank you for being a part of the USSYAA community. If you are eligible, we strongly encourage you to apply. This program was created for you. Or if you're an older member who has the ability to help us fund this initiative, please consider making the USSYAA a part of your charitable giving this year. You can make a contribution on our website. Thank you.
Thanks so much, Erica. Appreciate the updates. And remember, all the information about our programs, like scholarships, stipends, and events, and more, they can always be found on our website at ussyaa.org. On Saturday, March 7th, we gathered at the Phoenix Park Hotel on Capitol Hill for our annual awards reception and dinner. If you missed the event, you can see the program by clicking on Event Programs under the Members tab on our website, where you can read about our scholarship recipients and public service awardees. Our first presentation of the evening went to Victoria Cundiff, known to the board as Vicky, for her decade of service to the USSYAA Board of Directors as our Alumni Programs Director. That's a pretty big catch-all title, but it really comes down to giving people money. Since 2016, Vicky has been the chair of our scholarship committee, and over the last decade, we've been able to award more than $90,000 in scholarships to our members who are pursuing graduate studies in public service-oriented fields. You just heard about three of those members. Vicky practices intellectual property law in New York City. She's also a visiting lecturer in law at a number of law schools, where she's enjoyed getting to know many more recent USSYP alums, including at Yale and Penn law schools. Vicky attended the U.S. Senate Youth Program during Watergate, and she brought her USSYP notebook, the actual notebook that she used to take notes during the program, to share with us. You can even see pictures of that in our event program. Congratulations to Vicky on this incredibly well-deserved recognition. And thanks from all of us so much for the work that you've given us over the years. We're incredibly grateful. The next award that we were honored to present on March 7th was the Rosalie Wynn Hurst Distinguished Service Award. This year, the board presented the award to former Congressman Dan Kildee of Michigan. Dan Kildee is the president and CEO of the Community Foundation of Greater Flint, and he also serves as the Griffin Endowed Chair of American Government at Central Michigan University. Kildee served as a member of the U.S. Congress from 2013 to 2025, representing Michigan's 8th and previously 5th congressional district. He served on the Ways and Means Committee and the Budget Committee in the House, where he also co-chaired the bipartisan Congressional PFAS Task Force to more urgently clean up toxic PFAS chemicals. Kildee served in the House Democratic leadership as Chief Deputy Whip and later as a key member of Democratic leader Hakeem Jeffries' leadership team as co-chair of the Democratic Steering and Policy Committee. During the opening months of the COVID-19 pandemic in 2020, Dan Kildee was honored to be asked to carry the proxy vote of Georgia Congressman John Lewis to the floor of the House. Before he was elected to Congress, Dan Kildee co-founded and served as president of the Center of Community Progress, a national nonprofit organization, where he was one of the nation's leading voices on urban land reform and revitalization. He also founded Michigan's first land bank, the Genesee County Land Bank, which is responsible for over $100 million in redevelopment in the city of Flint alone. Dan previously served as a Genesee County Commissioner and as County Treasurer, as well as a member of the Flint, Michigan Board of Education after being elected at age 18, one of the youngest elected officials in the country at the time. Here's an excerpt from Congressman Kildee's remarks on Saturday evening, March 7th.
But I remember as a kid seeing these grainy images of a young man, black and white images of a young man standing on the steps of the Lincoln Memorial. guy named John Lewis, John Robert Lewis. Amazing character in American history. And I remember thinking to myself, wow, there's somebody who's at a very young age, like so many of you, committed to do something to make life better for the people that we share the world with. John Lewis. And I thought to myself, how cool would it be to know that guy? Right? I was 10 or 12 years old. Later on, when my uncle was elected to Congress, I actually had a chance to meet John Lewis. That was cool. I thought I'd kind of made it at that point in time. I met one of my heroes. I get to Congress in 2013, and I'm serving in the Congress of the United States with John Lewis. And as bad as it was, as tough as those days could be, I still remember some of my classmates in Congress, other people who get elected the same year. Believe me, being in Congress is so much like being in high school. I'll tell you about that sometime. But I remember some of my classmates saying, as bad as this is, how bad can it be? We get to go to work with John Lewis every day. How bad could it possibly be? Little did I know I would actually get to know John. When I became Chief Deputy Whip, John was sort of an honorary Chief Deputy Whip, so I worked with him on the Whip team. And then I got put on the Ways and Means Committee, where John was a senior member. And sooner or later, as it happens to be, when you spend enough time with people, you just realize that you become friends. I had no idea how much of a friendship we had developed. This is my one absolute moment of pride and personal satisfaction. And it revolved around a very sad thing. John got sick. John got cancer. Pancreatic cancer. This incredible voice, this guy who stood more for the precious, what he would call the sacred right to vote, than maybe any other person in American history. Nearly died fighting for people just to have a simple right to cast a vote in their own interest. Walking across the Edmund Pettus Bridge. 2013, John invited me to go to Selma and walk across that bridge with him, which I did. But what I didn't realize is that our friendship had grown to the point that when John was so sick that he couldn't come to Congress during COVID, he couldn't come to Congress without putting himself at serious risk. And so the House adopted a rule that allowed one member of Congress to designate another member of Congress to cast their vote for them. Never had been done in the history of the country, but because of the moment we were in, COVID and John's illness, a handful of members had to do that in order to have their districts represented. You could have knocked me over with a feather when it was time for John to have somebody cast his vote for him. The gentleman from the 5th District of Georgia called this kid who grew up on West Genesee Street in Flint, Michigan. And so for the last 3 months of John's life, I'd go to the floor of the House of Representatives and cast my vote on behalf of the people in my district. And then I'd go to the microphone and I would announce to the House of Representatives that as the person designated by Mr. Lewis of Georgia, I will now vote on behalf of him, and then I would prescribe the manner of my vote. You know, that seems like a small thing, kind of a ministerial function that I was doing. I wasn't voting my conscience, I was doing what he asked me to do. But because John didn't use technology, the rules required me to have a phone call with him every vote. And I remember thinking to myself, as John would always do when I got my vote instruction from him, he would always say, "Thank you, brother." And I thought to myself, thank me? He gave me, I mean, the reason I'm telling you this story is the most important thing that I feel like personally I got to do. I mean, I got to do really interesting stuff in Congress, but personally the most gratifying thing I ever got to do was for the last 3 months of the life of the person most associated with the precious, with the sacred right to vote, I got to carry his vote to the floor of the House of Representatives. Why am I telling you this? Because when I promised John that I would carry his vote, I didn't tell him I was just going to carry his vote until he was no longer with us. I made a promise to him that I was going to carry his vote. Your vote is your voice. John is no longer here, but I am. And if there's anything I can do to continue to carry John's vote, to continue to carry his voice, it's to encourage you to do what he did. Get up every day and figure out a way to do something that makes somebody else's life better. Understand that there are people who are going to try to stop you from doing that every single day. And understand that you don't need to hate those people for it. John loved people. He took his challenge on with joy. He believed that we were better when we were all engaged, when we were all civically involved, when we played a role in our society, when we weren't just passengers or spectators. He believed that everybody could do something, big or small. He did a lot of big things. So as I close, I take this moment, like I do with a lot of times when people put microphones in my hand, to ask you to help me keep a promise that I made to John Lewis. Please help me keep this promise. Will you help me carry his vote? Will you help me carry his voice? Will you continue doing the things that you're doing to just do what we can, one another, to make our society a little bit better by finding a way to contribute to some kind of common ground, to some kind of common direction for us all? That was his vision. That's what he lived and died for. And I see you in this room, and I don't see another more powerful collection of people who could do that, because you represent the diversity that he fought for. You represent the diversity of thought. You also, from what I observe, represent the kind of kindness and spirit of really love for one another that is essentially the underpinning of what community really means. If you can do that for me, then I'll take that as your gratitude, and with it, my gratitude to you for recognizing my small contributions with this award. Thank you very much.
That was former Congressman Dan Kildee of Michigan accepting the 2026 Rosalie Wynne Hurst Distinguished Service Award. Our deepest thanks to the former representative and to our founding president, John Blakely, for their contributions to the USSYAA. Just a couple more news items this month to share. First, I'd like to thank our former president, Taylor Oster, from North Dakota 2012, for her work over the last two-year period, and all of our outgoing board members for their time spent with the USSYAA. Our new board of directors just took office this month, and you can go meet them right now on our website. We've also added a couple new sections to your member profile at ussyaa.org, and would appreciate it if you could fill them in when you have just a minute. It's very fast, it just takes a second. The first section is about engagement and your preferences. The next question is a specific one about your connection to federal and state government departments and agencies that'll help us provide the most up-to-date info to the U.S. Senate Youth Program that we can. When you log into the website, just hit Update Info under your account, and you'll see the new sections at the bottom of the page. Thanks so much for helping us out and for keeping your profile current. Finally this month, I'd like to preview our next episode of the USSYAA podcast. John Blakely from Michigan, 1976, is our founding president. And he has some stories to tell. On our April episode, we'll chat with John about the history of the United States Senate Youth Alumni Association, how this whole party got started, and we'll hear all about Rosalie Wynne Hurst from the man himself. You may have heard the name Mom Hurst over the years, and if you weren't lucky enough to meet Rosalie at the Mayflower, we're going to hear all about her next month. Join us in April as we sit down for an in-depth conversation with John Blakely. From all of us on the new USSYAA Board of Directors, happy March, and thanks so much for listening.